Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You mentioned the situation that God put you in, but mm-hmm. when we heard you after the Week 18 game, it sounded like you didn't want to be in that situation anymore. And I understand it's an emotional time, but you said it. So where are you now?
I'm in a good space, man. I've had a conversation with my mom, had a conversation with my wife, and basically, like, as a father, you don't need to put yourself in a situation like that. It doesn't matter how you feel. You know what I'm saying? Like, be able to, you know, man up, because at the end of the day, you are a leader of men. Like, you're a leader of this team. So you got to know how to handle yourself in those moments.
Right.
Like, take accountability.
Right.
And I'm taking full accountability of what I said, man. Like, I don't deserve to say anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, Miami Dolphins, they paying me to play.
Yeah. They've been good to you.
They've been very good to me.
Right.
So why am I going to go out and say some of the things that I said, man? And I fully take it back, and I'm gonna take full accountability of it, and I'm gonna come back next year hoping to still be there and bust my tail, man, for the team, for the guys, for the fans, for the whole city.
So you want to stay with the Dolphins?
I want to stay with the Dolphins.
100%.
I hear them. They're saying apology accepted.
That was Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill. It's time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. And Kyle Kraft's been real busy last few weeks. Joins us from a host of Locked On Fins podcast, as well as the 33rd team. And Kyle, good morning to you. Man, I saw you got things stirred up down here a little bit with the Fins 13th pick, Penn State tight end Tyler Warren, who's, by the way, a hell of a player. Tied in, though, with the first pick, potentially?
Yeah, if I knew somebody was going to appreciate drafting a tight end, it would be Joe Rose, of all people, would appreciate a tight end with that pick. You know that position and what it brings, right? And I don't think the Dolphins should put themselves in a headspace. I know everybody wants to fix the offensive line, and I agree with that. But are you going to draft a guard at 13, can you sign guys in free agency that are in price points that you feel like you can get competent starters at a minimum in-house? That's kind of how I feel they're going to attack the offensive line this offseason, when you consider they have assets at tackle, they have assets at center. We'll see what kind of decisions they make as far as, like, Bradley Chubb on at defensive end. If they make a change there, I think that could maybe put that in a position where it's a little bit more of a pressing need, but you're missing that X factor. Mike McDaniels talked about the tight end room being really the defining role in the versatility of your offense. And on a week-over-week basis, the guys that have been playing in line as a part of the core that help the run game but can also dictate passing game matchups, it's been non-existent. And Jonnu Smith was a revelation for Miami, but Julian Hill and Durham Smythe combined played over 700 snaps last season.
Yeah.
Like that's still a big role that has nothing to do with Jonnu Smith and his contributions to the offense.
No, that's a good point. And those guys were up and down. I got you. No question about it. A lot of people frustrated with that position. And then Jonnu Smith took off. I think you had the stat. I was surprised. What'd you say, at 27% of the snaps? Did I see that?
Jonnu?
Yeah.
It's not 27, but he was at a snap share that was floating around 500, 600 snaps. I don't have the exact number off the top of my head, but it's probably close to 55,
yeah,
60% off the top of my head.
I got to tell you, though, those two guys, you know, to your point, it'll be interesting. But, boy, I'll tell you what, I thought for sure after you watched the Eagles dominate on the offensive line and defensive line, I thought you're like, hey, let's go all in, whatever it takes. If it means a tackle's got to be a guard or you see a defensive tackle out there you really like and you don't think you can get a quality young guy in the in free agency, let's just hit it and hit it quickly. And speaking of that, Milton Williams, I see, is had a couple of sacks, is eligible for free agency. How hard would you go after that guy, and how good has he been?
I think he's really developed into a great talent. I really liked him coming out of Louisiana Tech, and he ran in the 4.6s. He had like a 38-inch vertical jump. He had a sub-7-second three. Like he's got defensive end numbers as a guy that was like 290 pounds. Just a freak athlete. But he fell in the draft a little bit because he had shorter arms. Well, he's shown now that he's developed his technique and his placement and his pass rush counters and his ability to deconstruct blocks. Playing in Philadelphia around some of that other talent, I think he'd be an amazing addition to this defensive front. The challenge is, you know, what kind of contracts is Miami prepared to offload to give them the long-term flexibility to potentially add a contract that I think is where, like, if you told me he ends up getting paid in free agency what Ed Oliver's making in Buffalo on an annual basis, and that's $16, $17 million a season, I wouldn't be surprised if Milton Williams ends up in that stratosphere when it's all said and done.
Oh, man, I thought you were going to tell me $12, $13 million. Wow, that's, hey, you play great in those games, and he did. He dominated inside. I completely understand it. Hey, so I want to ask you, we played that Tyree Kill. I did that for a reason. I've been saying this, so Mike's talking about making some changes. I'm really curious more than anything else the handling of Tyreek Hill as we get ready to go after apparently a serious talk about discipline and doing the right thing with the head coach and the general manager. What's your take on Tyreek Hill? Because I don't think he's going anywhere. I want him. It's just all the other things of being late, and nobody said it, but he's the guy. He's the guy that's late. What's your take on the Tyreek Hill going forward with Mike and that relationship?
Yeah, I don't know realistically what you expect is going to change. I mean, Tyreek Hill has a major in saying all the right things in the offseason versus what the pattern of behavior is. Those are two different things. They really are. So I think if you're going to just run it back and hope that things are better next year, I think there's a pretty high chance you end up not liking the sowing that you're doing from the reaping of that decision. But we'll see what they ultimately decide to do. I think a lot of the messaging out of the insiders this past weekend has been they're going to move forward with Tyreek, and I just don't know how that relationship looks different. Maybe they're banking on the new wide receiver coach to come in and have a little bit of a different temperature in that room. But other than that, you know, it's Tyreek is who he is. And, you know, when people show you who they are, I think you should believe them. And I think that's the really fascinating thing that the Dolphins and their decisions this offseason has to be prepared to kind of show.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. You need a strong personality as a receiver coach. That's why I am absolutely shocked Wes Welker was let go. I am shocked by that resume, to what he's done, to knowing what it's like to play in big games, to be part of it that is not the receiver coach. It's mind-boggling to me that he is not here anymore and they're bringing in somebody else. So So I want to ask you, can we get the old passing game back? Because I refuse to talk about too deep anymore. To get that passing game we had a couple years back as part of this offense, can it happen?
Yeah, you know, I think there were more opportunities on tape last year to kind of throw some of those money routes than what they actually took. So I don't necessarily know what the point of emphasis was. I don't know if they kind of got in and they started doing their installs and prepping for games, and they kind of had the realization, like, oh, all these guys up front that we were betting on making big steps because of continuity, it didn't happen. So we've kind of painted ourselves into a corner here for what it looks like. I don't know if that had stuff to do with it. I really don't know. But they had those intermediate throws more frequently available. And there were times where it was just like, oh, well, we want to get the ball out of our hands fast, and there's free access underneath, so we're going to take it. And I think there's a better balance to be had there with that. But I think you ideologically have to change. You can't be spamming the perimeter screen passes to the degree in which the Dolphins did. If you take a minus play in the red zone and you're facing second and goal from the 12, and you really just punt and throw two screens back-to-back, like, you're in the red zone. You should be trying to score touchdowns.
Right.
And it felt like there were some possessions last year where once they had the minus play, they really just conceded and said, oh, maybe we'll get lucky and pop one.
So
I don't know what has to change for that mentality to change, but I think they'll tell us that with what they go about their business doing this offseason.
Kyle, I always do this, man. We watch a team dominate in the Super Bowl like we just saw. The Eagles were just sensational. And I just go, okay, what can we learn from that? For you, what can the Dolphins learn from what the Eagles just did physically to the Kansas City Chiefs? I mean, just humiliated them.
Yeah, I think the defensive side of the ball, everybody's going to point to the Eagles and their offensive line, and rightfully so. It's the best offensive line unit in football for my money. But the way that they've hit some of those players is different. You know, Cam Jurgens was a day two pick, and Jordan Mailata was a day three flyer that they developed, and Jeff Stoutland gets his hand on these guys, and they turn into gold, and Mekhi Becton was a former busted tackle.
Right.
You know, so that offensive line, there's been enough continuity with the coaching staff there that they have a really good level of program development with Jeff Stoutland. And they've got guys from all different walks of life in the NFL, whether it's Lane Johnson as a top five pick, Jordan Mailata as a seventh round pick, Mekhi Becton in free agency is a bust, a day two pick at center, Landon Dickerson was a day two pick. So, like, that recipe, and that's part of the reason why you go back to the first question you asked me about the mock. I didn't paint the Dolphins into a corner and say, oh, well, they have to draft a tackle here so that they can figure out the offense. Like, there's other ways that you can do it as long as you take the investment into it seriously. But what the story of that Super Bowl for me was Philadelphia's defensive talent and how they loaded up with young, dynamic talent on that side of the ball, because the defensive side of the ball is the reactionary side of the ball. They have to have the quick reflexes to react and more often than not play backwards in space. And having old guys in some of those roles is not a great place to be, because it's harder for you to have those reflexes and initial pop and twitch. So when you get into this draft, it's a great class to need defensive linemen, whether that's guys on the edge or guys in the interior. I think there's some promising guys on the second level and linebackers. I think it's a really good safety class. That's where, you know, if you can collect some more day two draft capital in this year's draft class, that's where I'd be looking to spend a lot of it, because I think that's what the story for Philly was for me.
Well, I'll tell you what, Vic Fangio's story, huh? How about that? 13 takeaways in the playoffs and one first down in the first half is all that Kansas City and Mahomes could put together against that great defense that Vic Fangio. But those numbers from 26 in the league to number one from last year to this year, just incredible numbers across the board. And apparently he does relate, because he played with two rookies, including one that had a pick six for a touchdown. Vic's work, some of the best I've ever seen.
Yeah, and you know, there's some debate out there about the numbers, but they got a lot of that done without even blitzing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Right?
Jeez.
And I think that's another thing for Miami. Man, it'd be great to get a whole season of Bradley Chubb, Jalen Phillips, Shop Robinson, Zach Sealer. Can that group stay healthy? And if it can, what else do you need to add?
Yeah.
So that you have a group that can win organically with four, because life changes so dramatically. And the Dolphins have played something like 25, 26 games without having their top three edge rushers all simultaneously available in a football game. And you have to go back before Black Friday in 2023. So that's another thing for me. You know, the plan for that room, how consistently healthy can you find that room? And I think that would change a lot of dynamics for this football team that we have here.
Yeah, boy, I tell you what, the one thing you can't control is the injury bugs. But Philly, as you said, look really healthy and played great at the end of the year. Kyle, thank you, man. Really appreciate you coming on this morning.
Yeah, good stuff, Joe. It's good catching up with you.
All right, buddy. Kyle Krabs, the host of Locked on Fence podcast, joining us this morning, as well as 33rd team. And just talk a little bit about team and going forward. And we got a lot more. Ron Rothstein's going to join us coming up at 9 o'clock. Talk a little bit about the Miami Heat, some of the new players going forward, and the three-point shot. I don't know about you folks, that three-point shot is a little over the top right now for me, man. It's fine. It's fine if you hit 20 of 40 or 42 or 43 shots. But when you make 11, oh, Lord, 11 of 45 last night, just no shot to win. No shot when you shoot 33% overall anyway. Not good. Hey, I'll tell you what's good every day. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. That man has no life, and he is always working for you. That's why Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage has been so successful for so long, 35 years, helping people get approved quickly, helping them get that mortgage, helping them get the best rates, getting them approved even on the weekends. Yeah, you're out looking around. You find a place. You want to get rolling on it quickly. You want to get approved. How long is this going to take? Michael Kotze says, man, I'm on it right now. I'm on helping people from first-time home buyers to get the lowest rates to self-employed that have been declined by the banks. He's helping everybody out there. I'll tell you one that he's really been doing a lot of work with. If you live in a condo and interest rates are higher, high insurance rates, HOA fees, everything's going up in these condos. It's getting, all of a sudden, it's a disaster to live in a place you couldn't wait to live in and look at that ocean every day. And here you are, upside down, crazy with credit card debt now, because that's what you're using to be able to pay 28, 29, 30%. Well, listen, Michael Kotze can relieve some of that money stress you're going through, get that credit card paid off, and get you back where you can afford to stay in a place you really wanted to end your retirement in. So let Michael Kotze help you. Reverse mortgages, just as popular as ever. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, you have a lot of equity in your home, or your home's paid off, hey, let Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage take good care of you and get that thing done quickly. Hey, that's what it's all about for him. This guy has truly no life. I'm not taking shots at Michael Kotze. That man has no life. He's always working 7 days a week. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730. MLS 166-254, rates and terms. Subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed's sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Daxer you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get back to the show here, let's give you your weather. Brought to you by the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 75 degrees and sunny. That is a nice tennis weather out there for you, Joe. Tournament's getting closer, by the way.
I gotta tell you,
out stuff this morning for
Can't wait. Miami Open gonna be popping up here pretty soon.
Federer playing?
Oh, you know he's done. He's just doing commercials for his shoes now, right?
The ones you're wearing?
Yeah. I just have
so it worked, huh?
I just happen to have a pair of the Feds on right now. Not that I'm a big fan or doing it because it was him, but maybe. All right. Hey, listen, I want to thank Kyle Krabs for coming on for a few minutes. And I have no idea. Listen, I'm like everybody else. I'm waiting. Chris Greer's going to have that meeting coming up they have to do before the draft. And he's going to be asked this question right off the bat. It's the one that every team gets. Are you going to draft for need or are you going to draft the best player? And then it gives you some, we got to look and you got to have best players. If the guy's a difference maker, you can't have enough of those guys. But obviously at the same time, we're still looking to find guys we need maybe later in the draft that can help us right away to win. We understand the importance of the draft and the whole thing. So they could go a lot of different places. I know it's way too early, but they could go. They need to upgrade a lot of positions. I agree with a lot of our writers are saying we need two or three starters. I agree. We need more draft guys to come in and play right away. Both sides of the football. You need more guys. You just can't do it through free agency. I don't know, unless you want to keep getting the 30-year-old club coming in with 1 year left, get them on the cheap, and put them out there because you can trust them and they won't make mistakes and all those things. I'm about tread on the tire, man. Get some young guys, develop them the way you want to develop them, and put them in there. Let them get their feet wet and let's roll.
I mean, obviously, you know how I feel about trading the picks, but if you are going to use them – I think you have to go by need, and wouldn't offensive line be your top need at the moment? Because again, you're all in with what you have, right? So you're going to roll with Tua, you're going to roll with these receivers.
Yes. Keep going. Running backs are here too.
So the main problem with your offense last year, for the most part, amongst many problems, was probably the offensive line, right?
So I noticed Jalen Hurts had time to throw it deep. Even on blitzes, he had a chance to.
It's a really bad comparison.
No. But my point is.
Well, look what happened to the Chiefs offensive line.
That offensive line.
That cost him a Super Bowl.
So that thing had been patched up, though. Everybody knew they had a guard move to tackle, and he did a nice job.
Well, if you had to point to one thing that cost the Chiefs the Super Bowl, the main thing, it would certainly be that they were able to rush for and get after that guy.
I think that was number one. I'm with you. That guy, Vic Fangio, did not have to blitz one friggin' time and got that kind of pressure on Mahomes. And by the way, it definitely got Mahomes rattled. I don't see it very often. He'd take off the run.
No.
And they were throwing him down from behind, and he was getting back. When was the last time you saw him get back-to-back sacks a couple of times?
Yeah. No, they were teeing off on him, but I just think if the Dolphins are going to, you know, stick with what they've got, which essentially they've done, you got to address that first, right?
Go after the offensive lineman, build that thing.
They've been trying to build that thing for 20 years, but it might be time to finally figure it out.
I tell you one thing I always felt like Tom Brady had, you know, maybe Tom Brady would disagree. I always felt like Tom Brady had a good offensive line. And by the way, one of the best offensive line coaches in the business. Unbelievable. But they had good players on that O-line. Yeah. I'm not saying they're all first-round picks.
He always got the ball out quickly, but, too. That was one of his big things.
But he did. But, no, listen, he's smart. Yeah, Tom knows what
he
can do.
He didn't sit back there and
– But he knew, you know, he wasn't going to take off and run 20 or 25 yards on a play. But – and Tom could throw it deep now when he had the right guys that could – go get it. When he had Randy Moss and Wes Welker on the other side and Gronk in the middle. My God, are you kidding me? That thing was, yeah, they went after it and Tom put up some big, big numbers from that. But I always felt they had a really good offensive line, had a nice little running game, had, you know, good tight ends. Always had, seemed to have good tight ends, especially when Gronk was playing as one of the best to ever do it. I just think that thing's got to get fixed, man. You just can't patch it up anymore. Like you've got to get some young guys. And listen, you want to bring Teron back? Great. But you know Teron is not going to put in a full season. And last year was amazing what he did. He started 15 games.
This is not a building project, though, man. I feel like you're big on this, like, let's build, and we're going to think, you know, a few years down the road.
But I don't do this.
This is not a building project.
No.
This is 1 year – and blow it up. If it does not work again, we're not. I mean, well, maybe he will bring Chris and Mike back. Who knows?
I don't know. I don't know about that.
I shouldn't even say that with any confidence anymore.
No, I don't know either. I don't know either. They went eight, nine, ten games
or whatever, and they're the same thing they were.
But Woody, I don't look at the draft as like development. You're calling draft like, oh, the draft 3 years down the road, we'll find out if these guys are good.
I'm calling the Dolphins draft a development.
It can't be. It's got to be just what you got out of Philly's second-round pick, a pick six in that game.
Okay. So hire someone else to make your picks then.
They're not doing that.
Okay.
That guy, honestly, I hope Chris has got his vacations out of the way if he's had a chance to, because
you think he should be doing his homework?
He's got a hell of a job ahead of him with his gang up there about hitting on some picks, man. And I don't mean guys that just put on the 53-man roster that are active and inactive and, you know, are sitting and they don't play much. I mean, just we got to get going on this this draft thing. By the way, that's why I've been big on their left tackle needs to if he's a player. We need to know a year two. He got his feet wet last year. If he's your guy, he needs to play this year. He needs to play.
Texas says the Dolphins should turn into a physical running team, you know, get some big offensive linemen. You ever see them as like a physical running team?
Nothing's going to be bigger than that Eagles offensive line.
No, but I just don't
Start
know if
with
I see
two
that
guys on the outside
becoming the identity of the Dolphins all of a sudden.
Well, we got to get. we got to get better players. We got to get better players inside. And so I have a disagreement with Baldy's not sold on the center, Brewer. I guess you've caught that when he comes on, that he thinks he's too small, and the way we play, he had a real good year. He played fine. He's not a problem on this team. But you got to get guys next to him on both sides. We got to upgrade them. It's not about being mean, but you got to upgrade that position. Just
786 says, when are you going to accept that the Dolphins' problems are that we don't have a quarterback that can take us to a Super Bowl? Great QBs make everyone better, including a subpar offensive line.
All right, so how'd that just work for Mahomes?
That's true.
They got their ass kicked.
Well, again, I have a feeling maybe they thought the last week against the Bills was the Super Bowl, because everyone was saying that too. So maybe
what?
They just didn't show up. I don't know.
What?
Everyone was saying that. They go, hey,
I'm kind of flat. It's a Super Bowl. I'm kind of flat. I mean, what the hell, man? I'm an AFC champion.
Mahomes is a bad example, though. Guy's been really good.
Look,
you see how many, like, they said how many years he's been in the league and how many Super Bowls? It's, like, kind of sick. Because every year, about, like, 2 years of his career, he's been in a Super Bowl.
You've got to have an offensive line.
By the way, there's no question. I agree with what that guy's saying about the quarterback for the Dolphins, but it's not changing, so it is what it is right now.
We jumped all in on that.
It's just not changing. No. So, and you know,
when the biggest thing
to you
is,
and Bo say how we have to find a backup that's worse than he is, so that nobody ruffles his feathers in practice.
Well, you think you're going to find somebody better than... Well, no, I'm just going to stop you right there, because today's a great day to just say everybody sucks. I get it.
I'm not saying everybody
sucks.
No,
but I want to ask
you... But I'm saying that guy, I mean, I agree with what that guy's saying.
You think there's somebody that's clearly better than Tua that's out there that you can get?
No, I do not.
All right, I just want to...
You're talking about free agents?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you don't know about draft.
The draft, then, who knows?
So...
But they're not doing that, so it doesn't matter.
Can you imagine?
Doesn't matter what we think.
Can you imagine, though, the team calling, making that call? It would never happen. I'm not even going to say
what call? What? Go ahead.
The call that Mike and Chris would make together, that, hey, or Chris, Mike wouldn't do it. Chris would say, hey, we're going to spend a lot of money getting it. We're going to have an open competition.
What do you think Tua's going to do, retire?
Steven Ross is going, we're doing what? Why are we paying Lefty all that money if you're talking about I have to have an open competition? Am I missing something there, Chris? Chris all in too, man. Chris had to have, remember he had that talk with Tua, stay healthy talk.
I mean, I'm with you. I wouldn't want to ruffle any feathers over there, man.
No.
We don't want anybody upset. We're the happy Dolphins.
We're not happy
just
Dolphins.
Just like the logo, right? We're the happy Dolphins.
I got news for you. Yeah.
We're the family-friendly Dolphins. We don't want anyone upset.
If we're a happy, don't bring anyone in to compete. We're a happy fan base right now.
You overpaid the guy. Don't bring anyone in to compete.
You paid him like a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, but don't bring anyone else in, because that would be...
Do they do that anywhere else?
God forbid he would lose the job.
Do they do that anywhere else? I can answer it for you, but go ahead.
They might in Jacksonville. That guy stinks too. They gave him the same contract,
There's a great example, since I already heard the head coach. Apparently, you didn't hear what he had to say.
Oh, I heard what he said.
Oh, he stroked.
Yeah, sure. Same thing our guys are doing.
You think they're bringing that guy in for him?
Probably not, but they should.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell you what, you should be a GM, matter of fact.
We can't hurt anyone's feelings. Start making calls. No hurt feelings around here, right?
Well, listen, we don't want hurting feelings here. We got to move on here right now and tell you about ED and low T and Atlantic Men's Clinic. But I'll tell you what, if you've had it and you're going through it right now, it's nobody's business. You know it. If you have low T and your energy level is just not where it used to be, you don't feel like working out like you used to, and now everybody's selling you gaining weight because all you do is sit around and eat because you're not active, it's just all connected. Next thing you know, you got ED and your sex drive is gone, and all of a sudden something you used to look forward to and really enjoy those moments with your wife or your girlfriend, they're gone, and you're just a mess, man. Depression, the whole deal. All of a sudden, you're going, what the hell, man? No energy to work out. Don't feel like walking. Don't feel like doing things I used to do. even on the weekends. I don't even chase that little wife of mine around anymore. Boy, I went through it, and it sucked, man. Atlantic Men's Clinic, thank you so much. Because I'll tell you what, from the day I made that appointment, went down and met with their professionals, got all the testing done, the T, the PSA test, and everything else, that was the day my life changed, man. Because when I said how quickly, once I get going on this program, they said quickly. And, man, they weren't lying. It's been 10 months. And I'll tell you what, you go. They got six locations in South Florida. You see a lot of guys in their 40s in there, 50s, 60s. Going through the treatments and getting great results. It works, man. I'm telling you, getting more out of life in the fourth quarter. You're going to love it. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. If you're tired of being tired, and if you're tired of, like, your sex drive being gone and everything in between, you're moody, you're grouchy, you don't sleep well, it's all part of the low TED family that you're getting ready to knock out with Atlantic Men's Clinic. 877-455-7300, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Get more information, six locations throughout South Florida. Get ready for great results quickly at Atlantic Men's Clinic. All right, welcome back. Trying to get this coffee thing figured out here, man. He's going to hate me. Getting it all set up here.
Did you send it back?
Yeah.
Okay.
I needed to.
So he's nice enough to bring it to the other side of the building, and you sent it back.
And I got to tell you, he's not real happy.
Wow. Jeez.
He's not real happy.
I've been trying to tell him you're not a pain in the ass.
I pulled that moment. I go, hey, man, can you take, oh, man. And he rolled his eyes and left.
You told him you were like shooing you. You go, get it out of here.
I just think I heard him say, what a piece of crap this guy is.
Man.
Anyway, hey.
What was the issue? What was it missing?
I needed a little
cream.
Yeah, a little cream in there.
All right. Everybody should know that. Cream and Splenda. You're a Cream and Splenda guy, right?
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Ron Rothstein's going to join us coming up, man. We're going to talk to Ron. I like old school Ron, man. I do. And I'm not looking to get anybody in trouble today, but got some new players.
You must love Jimmy Butler. Don't even ask him, but like, man, oh, man.
So I'm guessing,
kill him.
You know, Ron was part of that Pistons team that had some characters on that team, right? Right? They went through. So it's just this Heat culture, they just don't have this stuff. And when they do have problems, 90% of them you never hear about, right? They send the guy home and next thing you know, he's back and everything's fine. And if a guy's pissed when he leaves and it looks like there might be a little controversy, you know, the next thing you know, UD would be talking to him, Alonzo be talking to him, and everything got worked out before he even went home. So it was always, so what we went through for a month with Jimmy Butler is not something you usually have down here, right? Over money. Went over anything else. It wasn't over hurt. The only hurt feelings was that they didn't give him an extension. That's it. And he got it. Listen, guy worked out. Put no effort in for a month. It paid off because he got a 2-year contract with Golden State. So it worked. His agent did his job and thanks. Monty just came in. I know he's just thinking that Joe Rose.
You want to taste and see if it's okay?
What a piece of this guy is.
Yeah. Is that all right?
Oh, it's perfect, man.
All right.
That's perfect.
I'll let him know.
No, he knows. He knows. I told him it's all good. So, Heat playing all three of their new guys last night. It was kind of a weird night. So, Tyler and Jaime both had the stomach flu and didn't play. So, Andrew Wiggins was in the lineup last night as a starter. Davion Mitchell was in the lineup as a starter. And Kyle Anderson got a few minutes off the bench last night. So, we'll see going forward what this is going to look like. But they're now 25-26. Next game, tomorrow night, on the road against OKC, who's really friggin' good. And we're going to have the All-Star break here. They got a game with the Mavs, who's without AD. And then they'll be coming back here, getting ready for the All-Star game, and then coming back. It's going to be a dogfight to get this thing figured out and stay in the playoffs and try to get out of the play-in situation that they're looking at right now. Because right now we got 31 left. They're in the seventh spot. It's a play-in spot. OKC tomorrow, Thursday the Mavs, All-Star break, and then it's get some things worked out, and here we go from there. Meanwhile, I guess everybody's noticed Jimmy Butler's 2-0 out there. He got another win last night. But they got a long way to go, too. I see what I see. They're just one game over 500 right now, if I'm not mistaken, themselves. So we have that. Hey, we got to get all caught up because Ron Rothstein's going to join us coming up. FanDuel Sports Network, working with the Miami Heat. Ron's been doing a long time. Former head coach, longtime assistant in the NBA. We like our Ron a lot. So he's going to join us coming up. We'll talk to him for a bit. And I think we're going to have some special guests coming in a little bit later. So, but right now I want to talk to you about Loctite Impact. Boy, I'll tell you what, it is hurricane season here. It is time once again to protect your home now with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. And they do it all. With South Florida's largest fleet of five-star rated service professionals, replace your old roof and windows now with zero down and 100% financing. You can get Impact Windows as low as $3 per window per month installed. How's that sound? Plus, like Loctite's Impact Pros will handle all the projects from permit to installation as easy as 1, 2, 3. All you got to do is make a call. Let me give you the number. Meet with their professionals. Let them come out and get going. Hey, the one thing they always talk about, it's so true, at Loctite Impact, is the one thing you can do with the craziness of the weather we have and hurricane season and the winds and the rain is protect your home. And Loctite would love to do it for you. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. Do it today.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2-pound strawberries or 18-ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.